Title: Widen AFX Chain with Chopped Vinyl Character in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Advanced. Alright, let's build a proper old school jungle riser chain in Ableton Live 12. Not a clean EDM sweep, I'm talking wide stereo swells, chopped vinyl movement, pitchy tape wobble, break era filtering, and that slightly abused sampler generation loss vibe, but still mono safe where it matters. By the end, you'll have one reusable audio effect rack with three chains, a mono core, a wide hello, and a chop texture layer. And you'll drive the whole thing with macros, so it performs like an instrument across 8 or 16 bars. First, pick the right source. This matters more than people think. You want something that already feels break era, midrich, noisy, imperfect. My favorite is a short vinyl crackle clip, room tone, rain, crowd noise, old radio, anything with texture. If you want it more musical, grab the tail end of a breakbeat slice. Not the snare crack, not the transient, the wash after the hit. Or you can use a sustained synth or noise layer, like operator noise or a pad tail, as long as we're going to rough it up. Now, before effects, let's set the tone with warping, because that's where a lot of the chopped vinyl character starts. Click your audio clip, turn warp on. Try texture mode. Push the grain size up into the 70 to 120 millisecond zone. Bigger grain means more smear. Add a little flux, like 10 to 25%, just to create motion and those crunchy artifacts that feel like time stretching on old gear. If texture feels too grainy, switch to Complex Pro. Set formants to 0. Envelope around 80 to 120 so it smooths out. The goal, not clean, but controlled. You want artifacts that sound intentional, not like your computer is struggling. Now, build the rack. On the riser track, drop an audio effect rack. Open the chain list and create three chains. Name them MID, sides, and chop. Quick coach note, treat this rack like a three-bus mixer, not one effect. Set your chain levels now, before automation. A good starting balance is MID at 0 dB, sides down around minus 6 to minus 12, and chop even lower, like minus 10 to minus 18. The MID is your anchor, sides is your halo, chop is spice. If you start with everything equally loud, you'll chase problems the entire time. Let's build the MID chain first. This is the part that must survive mono and still feel powerful. On the MID chain, at EQ8, turn on mid/side mode. On the sides portion of EQ8, put a high pass around 150 to 250 Hz. Use a steeper slope if you're pushing width later, like 24 dB per octave. On the mid portion, keep more body, but still clean up rumble. High pass somewhere around 60 to 120 depending on the source. If it's pure noise, you can go higher. If it's a break tail with low mid meat, be careful not to hollow it out. Next, add auto filter. Set it to a 24 dB low pass. Bring resonance up slightly, around 0.8 to 1.2. This is your classic riser opening control, but we're doing it in a jungle way, so it's not just brightness, it's tension. Start the cutoff around 300 to 700 Hz, and by the drop you might beat up at 8 to 14k. Map the frequency to a macro later. This is basically your main open the door knob. Then add saturator. Drive around 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on. If you want more bite, try the analog clip color mode. This is how you keep the mid feeling dangerous and present without relying on reverb to do the work. Cool, MID chain done. Now the sides chain. This is where we get that bigger than the speaker's jungle lift, but we do it without wrecking mono compatibility. First device, utility, set width low at the start, like 0 to 30%. And later we'll automate it up to 140, 160, even 180% depending on the material. Turn on bass mono. If you want extra safety, set it around 120 to 180 Hz. Next, EQ8, again in mid/side mode. High pass the sides harder than you think. Try 250 to 400 Hz, steep slope. This one move solves so many, why does my riser sound facey and flatty problems? Then add a gentle high shelf on the sides, maybe plus 2 to plus 5 dB around 8 to 12k. Just taste. You're painting air, not frying the top end. Now add hybrid reverb. For jungle, you can go two directions, realistic room vibe or big cinematic tail. Let's do a classic big lift first. Algorithm mode, hall, decay somewhere around 2.5 to 6.5 seconds. And yes, you can automate it longer into the drop. Add pre-delay. 15 to 35 milliseconds, so the original stays readable. Then use high cut, maybe 6 to 10k, to prevent harshness. And keep the mix modest, like 10 to 25%, unless you're treating it like a fully wet parallel, which we're not doing right now. After reverb, put delay or echo. Delay is cleaner. Echo gives you more grime and wobble. For that old school lift, 1/8 or dotted 1/8 is the sweet spot. Feedback 20 to 45%. Filter the delay. High pass around 300 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 9K. Wet should be restrained, like 8 to 20%, unless you want a super dubby moment. Then add auto pan for stereo movement. Amount between 20 and 60%. Rate can ramp from 1/4 into 1/16 as you approach the drop. Set phase to 180 degrees so it's real stereo motion. Sine wave for smooth movement. Saw if you want more choppy energy. And one more coach note here. Width can trick your ears into thinking something got brighter and louder. As you push width to extremes, you may want to pull a tiny bit of high shelf back down on the sides chain, or even put a limiter on sides only and shave 1 to 2 dB. Just to keep the halo consistent instead of spiky. Now the chop chain. This is the attitude. This is where it stops sounding like a generic riser and starts sounding like jungle. First, redux. Downsample around 2 to 8. Bit reduction barely, maybe 0 to 3. Tiny changes make big differences. This is seasoning, not the whole meal. Next, shifter. Set it to pitch mode. This will do two jobs. A pitch lift across the build, and subtle vinyl wobble. For the main riser, automate pitch from 0 up to plus 7 or plus 12 semitones over 8 or 16 bars. To avoid that perfect EDM sweep vibe, add small drift. You can automate fine pitch by a few cents, like plus or minus 5 to 15 cents. If you want it to feel more human and less like an LFO, do it with clip envelopes on transposition in the audio clip, slow curve, then a few quick nudges in the last two bars. That's the kind of wobble that reads as recording behavior. After shifter, add auto filter, bandpass mode. Use BB12 or BP24. Tweep from around 400 Hz up into 4 to 8K through the build. Resonance around 1.0 to 1.6 so it whistles a little. That whistle is pure jungle tension if you keep it controlled. If it gets harsh, lower the resonance or use the filter's drive carefully. Now add gate. This is the chop. Start with sidechain off and see if your source naturally triggers rhythmic openings. Use a fast attack, like 0.1 to 1 millisecond, hold around 10 to 40 milliseconds, release 30 to 120 milliseconds, then set threshold so it bites, not so it disappears. If your source is too sustained, like noise or pad, here's the classic move, sidechain the gate from a ghost hat pattern. Make a closed hat MIDI track to in 1/8 notes, and in the last couple bars switch to 1/16, with a few intentional gaps so it stutters. Turn on groove pool, swing on that ghost MIDI if your drums have swing, so the chopping inherits the same pocket. Then in gate, enable side chain and choose that hat track. Now the chop is locked to the groove, not random. After gate, put utility. Widen this chain a lot, like 120 to 200%, because it's mostly texture. And pull the gain down so it sits behind MID. Now, let's make it performable with macros. You only need 8. Macro 1. Riser open. Map it to the MID chain auto filter frequency. Macro 2. Width grow. Map it to the side's utility width. Macro 3. Reverb tail. Map it to hybrid reverb decay on sides. Macro 4. Dob feedback. Map it to delay or echo feedback on sides. Macro 5. Pitch lift. Map it to shifter pitch and chop. Macro 6. Chop amount. Map it to gate threshold and chop, but set a narrow range so it doesn't fully mute. Macro 7. Grit. Map it to redux downsample and chop. Macro 8. Side motion. Map it to auto pan amount or rate on sides. Set musical ranges. Width from basically 0 to 180. Pitch from 0 to plus 12. Chop threshold. Keep it tight. You want more bite, not gone. One more pro workflow move. Put a utility after the rack, on the track itself, and map the mono button to a key or MIDI control. Check mono while you automate, not after. While. If your riser collapses, it usually means sides has too much in the 200 to 600 region, or your autopan movement is too intense too early. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where it becomes jungle, not just sound design. Here's a 16-bar blueprint. Bars 1 through 8, set the scene. Keep the MID filter fairly low, like 400 to 1K. Width low, 0 to 40%. Reverb modest. Chop subtle, just barely biting. Pitch lift only up a few semitones by bar 8, like 0 to plus 3. You're teasing, not screaming. Bars 9 through 12, movement and excitement. Start widening, 40 up to 120%. Increase chop so it ticks. Bring up dub feedback, babied up to 35%. Pitch lift goes from plus 3 to plus 7. This is where people start looking up like, Okay, something's coming. Bars 13 through 16. Full tension. Open the filter aggressively up to 10 to 14k. Lengthen reverb decay, but keep it a halo, not fog. Make side motion faster, like that 1/8 into 1/16 feel. Pitch lift hits plus 12 right before the drop. Now the advanced jungle trick. Last half bar, reduce or mute the MID chain, and let the sides bloom. That creates an inhale, like the center of the room disappears for a second. Then at the exact drop, hard cut your riser reverb and delay wet to zero so the drop hits dry and heavy. That contrast is everything. If you want it even cleaner, instead of yanking the reverb mix down, put a gate after the reverb and key it with a ghost click so the tail snaps shut exactly on the downbeat. That's the reverb gate version and it feels super intentional. Now for the authenticity pass. Resampling. Freeze and flatten the riser track, or resample it to a new audio track. In the resampled clip, turn warp on and try repitch mode. Repitch ramps feel like tape and turntables. Add tiny fades so it doesn't click. Then, if you want, run a lighter version of your rack again, especially a softer chop and sides. This generation loss is a big part of why old records feel like they have history. A few mistakes to dodge while you're working. If the mix feels facey or flabby, your sides are too thick in the low mids, high pass the sides harder. If the riser feels like it's just reverb getting louder, pull reverb back and automate filter, pitch, and chop instead. If the chops feel random, sidechain the gate from a ghost pattern that matches your drum pocket. If the pitch rise sounds too perfect, add micro drift, resample, and use tiny redux, not a pristine sweep. And if the drop doesn't hit harder, you forgot contrast. Cut the tails, or do the side-only inhale moment. Before we wrap, here are two quick style presets you can aim for as practice.